Hey howdy, it's 8:50 a.m. You are listening to Ben and Josh on The Morning After, RDU 98.5. And on the other end of the line, we have Adam McGrath talking Songs of the Sitten. Are you there?
Hey, I am, bro. How are you?
Fantastic. It's great to have you on the show. How you doing? What's the vibe?
Well, you know, I play music for a living, so this is not good for me to get up. So I have a lot of admiration and respect for you guys doing it every morning. Okay,
so, thank you.
Thank you very much. That's my vibe. Yeah. We appreciate it.
First things first. Tell us, what is a sit-in? Let me just rip the Band-Aid off.
Sure. Yeah. So a couple of years ago, I did this project with the libraries around town where I did a very nerdy, uncool thing where I went around and wrote songs about the civic virtues of libraries. We played those songs in the library. And how I wrote those songs was I went and hung out in the libraries and just chatted to people and talked to people. And it was a really cool experience. And everyone that came to the show thought, oh, that was a pretty cool idea. But someone said, hey, you should develop this a little bit further. So I kind of did. So I just extrapolated it out to doing it in the whole city and in various spots around the city, specifically sort of vacant, empty kind of spaces.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I would just go and hang out in these spots and sit down and make coffee and just talk to anyone that wanted to chat. People just walking by, or people would come and see me specifically, and I just talked to them about all kinds of things. And in turn, I would take what I heard from them and I would write songs about it, in the spots that I was talking to them. So yeah, and that was sort of how it all came to pass.
Very cool. Amazing. I feel like it takes a certain kind of personality to be comfortable just talking to kind of random strangers. Is that something you've kind of always been good at, or something that you kind of, I guess, pushed yourself into because you really wanted to get these stories across?
Well, it's not my natural state. I mean, my natural state is to be at home and hide away.
But, yes.
But because my job is, I play this folk music, and I am on tour most of the time, and I travel around, and I play in all kinds of places, every small town, sometimes for audiences of up to 20 people. You know, it's an incredible journey, bro.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm always really engaged in talking to people in those settings. And so when I'm kind of working, that's what I do. I like to talk to people. So, and it makes me better because it forces me out of my comfort zone. So it can be challenging, but actually that's only at the right at the surface level. Once you get through it, it just becomes really nice, and it was really, really cool for me to.
Awesome.
I'm sure that goes
really cool.
I'm sure it goes very, very deep. Once you just talk to someone in a cafe, if you're sitting there for 4 hours, you're going to get into some discussion, I'm sure.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know what you guys ended up talking about, unfortunately, from my end. I'm sorry in advance. What were some of those conversations like?
They were so diverse, and it was so cool. That was what was so great about it. We had the idea and we started to do it, but I really thought I'd spend more time writing songs and less time talking to people, but all day I would just chat to people, and it's just a diverse range of people, from guys that, live on the streets to quite wealthy people. It was just such a spread, Everyone had something to say. Sometimes they were really funny and sometimes they were desperately sad, and just everything in between. Even one guy, I got a song because he told me basically that he didn't want me there and that he hated my music.
So that
was a good conversation. He didn't want any coffee, none at all. But yeah, all kinds of things, and it was really meaningful, and what I figured out, the main thing is that people really want to talk, people have a lot of stuff inside them, and everyone does, you don't even have to be, connected to yourself emotionally to have emotions in you and this need to express it. So yeah, it was a really sweet thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much for saying that. Gosh. While you're here, we'd love to talk about The Eastern and just what the future holds for you in regards to music.
Sure. Well, we've been a band for 15 years, and we don't play as much as we used to. We spent about 8 of those years, 9 of those years, just nonstop on the road, traveling around, playing wherever. And then, you know, most of the people in the band decided that, you know, that was great, but hey, maybe there's more to have in life, you know, like families and relationships and things like that.
Yeah, those old boring things.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
But luckily, I'm pretty stunted in my growth, so I just carried on. So we still play a lot with the Eastern, but most of my touring the past few years has just been by myself, really. So that's kind of cool. But the Eastern, you know, we're playing tomorrow night and Oamaru, and a few weeks ago we were in Woodstock over on the West Coast, so we pop up here and there, but the touring's mostly me, and I got like a solo album that's coming out in March, and so it's kind of two different things. So the Eastern are pretty raucous and pretty furious, but my solo shows and solo things are a little bit more quiet, and I sort of tell stories and things, so doing the sit-in is kind of like same sort of deal, but specifically related to Christchurch, which is cool.
Yeah, fantastic.
The duality of man.
We love Christchurch too, so we love to hear that. If there's people out there that want to come and listen to these sit-in stories and songs, whereabouts could they go for that?
We're doing three free shows in Christchurch on Saturday at the Doris Lusk Reserve, which is sort of on Stanmore Road, kind of like corner of Worcester and Stanmore sort of area. And then on Sunday we're in New Brighton, and we're just in the mall there, and you'll find us, we'll be making some noise.
Cool.
And both of those are at 1 o'clock, and then in a couple of weeks at the Commons on the corner of Kilmore and Durham, the old big Gap full of space there, we'll be there, and again at 1 o'clock. And so yeah, and it's all free, family friendly, and try not to swear too much.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
And we've been doing a bit of, I guess, a year in review on the show. What are some, I guess, songs or kind of acts that you've kind of discovered or found out about in 2020 that you want to kind of share?
Yeah.
Sure. this will sound really weird, but I've been really getting into zither music.
Ooh, okay. Tell us more.
Chinese zither music. Like, I collect like records, like most people, and like probably like most of your listeners. And I like old folk. There was this label called Folkways, and they would record music and release music, you know, from all over the world and all different kinds of, you know, intrinsically music that's related to, you know, specific countries and cultures. And I just sent a whole bunch of them, you know, like songs of, you know, the Irish islands and, you know, all of those sorts of things, and I love all of that stuff, but the zither music, man, whoo,
that's
like
the one
underground, like when they're really going for it. So I'm into that, you know. Yeah,
fantastic. What a cool discovery. Yeah. I love that.
Thank you so much for coming on to the show today, Adam. Certainly head down to those concerts. They're absolutely free, and the music is from those fantastic conversations, songs from the sit-in. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it, fellas. Thanks.
See ya.
See ya.